You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Alav Shalom, he revealed himself to the brothers, he demanded and commanded them. It was a very important mitzvah that he told them to do. What did he tell them to do? What did he tell them?
Not to find him scared.
Don't be scared. Yeah. Where did he say don't be scared? He said?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Right
after he revealed himself to them, so he demanded a very special command. What did he say? What did he tell him?
Tirau.
Tirau?
No, don't discuss it with you.
No, that's when they were going to the Abba. Yeah, that's later. What are we going to do with the report card? So he told them, "Ata na alta atzevu." Exactly right. Alta atzevu. So now Gemara teaches us. Whenever you see Ve'ata, now, that means Teshuvah. What's the connection between now and Teshuvah?
What happens now?
Now?
Every moment of now.
Don't delay.
Now. Chazaka Baruch. Beautiful. Very nice. So now here, Gemara means, as you said, that Teshuvah only means that you put the past behind. If you carry on the past, so then that doesn't consider as a teshuvah. It's not a kosher teshuvah. So that's why the term that is used for teshuvah means now. Now. That means, now means right now. Zaman ahal. So that means if you're still thinking about the past, so that means
you're still in the past.
No. So that means you're not in a term of tobe. Tobe means tobe, behtar. They call it tobe. So you're not behtar. You belax the behtar. So now here, so he tells them the requirement to do the right teshuvah is al te'atzevu. That means if you carry on the past and you're down, you're upset, you're depressed, you're disappointed, so that means that would not consider as a teshuvah. So that means you can have a very thick sidur, very heavy chumash, a tanakh, and a big tehillim with all the mefarashim, all the insight. And then you keep reading, but that means you're wasting your time. Why? Because you carry on the past, and more than all, you're not happy, you're not elevated, there's no spirit there, and you're just wasting your time. So first of all, the task here is that you have to learn to keep using your delete, as we say in the morning. What do you say in the morning? What is it in the morning? Do you say it in the morning?
Sorry.
As far as deleting your past, what do we say? Aromimcha Adonai ki dilitani velo simachta oyevai li. Dilitani is a term as delete. The English, they use it as a delete button. So we say, oh, you didn't know? Aromimcha, I praise you. Why? Ki dilitani. You gave me such a koach that you engraved in me to be able to delete. Dilitani. I keep deleting. And this is the greatest gift that one will be able to keep deleting, no matter it is second ago, hour ago, month ago, or 20 years ago. Doesn't matter. But here, the very delicate point here is ata. You want to do teshuvah? Alta atzavu. But if you're asabi, you're down, and you're not happy, what's the use? I know you keep reading. I mean, it's good, but hasv shalom, you're not getting the result that you should get. At least try it. Try it, and you see how things is going to change for you. You see so much shefa, l'racha, nachad, b'zad Hashem, osher v'osher, v'ash baruch hu yizakir kol am Yisrael, v'yeshuot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.